Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. And to our friends around the world, we really are glad you are here. Thank you for honoring us with your presence. We are all partners in freedom. Just because we're separated by national lines, maybe language, doesn't matter. We all are children of the same God fighting against the same evil forces. So welcome. Hey, we're the show that's freeing America and hopefully some of the rest of the world. One enslaved mind at a time, and we're really glad to be with you. I'm Dave Hodges, the host. You know who I am. You know what we do here. I ask you to share this work because we still need to let people know what's coming. There is a train coming down the tracks, and right now you're tied on those tracks. We want to help free you, get you prepared for what's coming. We're in a war right now for control of this country. This is an absolute war. That is not an embellishment. That's not an exaggeration by any way, shape, or form. We are in a war. And this, we couldn't even get into the morning without breaking news interrupting what I wanted to bring to you today. I just got done publishing the agenda for today. And I said, of course, breaking news. Here we are. Breaking news out of Aurora, Colorado, my hometown. And I grew up 5 miles from this mess, but I also know from people I've talked to, this mess is about a mile and a half from where I grew up in the old Chambers Heights area, Sixth Avenue in Chambers. Yeah, that's right. And I look at the people I grew up with. I mean, I grew up in a really solid neighborhood. I mean, my best friends, inner circles, two business owners. One guy's at the top of his profession in real estate management, multi-million. And some people used to think we were twins, but it's kind of funny. We were best of friends. And I look at the other people. One guy has a photography business, is doing great, does weddings. The people I grew up with in that area are solid individuals. Lots of success coming out of my graduating class and my peers. So it's distressing to me, but it's coming to your community. I'm not going to bring you this terrible story out of Aurora, Colorado, just because I grew up there. I'm bringing you this terrible story because this is going on all across the country, and it's only going to get worse. Kamala says, we've cut down on illegal immigration. A small degree is true, but that's like saying, well, the patient's still bleeding to death. It's just the rate of bleeding has slowed down, but the patient's going to die. This is what we're facing. This is what we're facing. I'm going to go through this Aurora story, and you're going to be shocked and horrified, and you're going to see a contrast of two different types of politicians. Yeah. And this went out to GOP members. And a friend of mine from Aurora, Colorado, sent me this and said, Dave, would you please give this some attention on your show? And I looked at it, I said, yeah, this is really urgent because it affects so many communities across our country in ways that the media will never let you know. If you don't hear it from people like me, you're not going to hear it. And this is just unreal, unreal what's happening. I still have two really good friends I keep in contact with in Aurora. One guy and I do a lot together. I go back to Colorado quite a bit. And when he's come here, always get together, best of friends. He was actually my basketball mentor. He's about 4 years older than me. And he was a college All-American. I have so many ties to this community. It breaks my heart. And they talk about areas in Aurora that I used to go and hang out. You're going to say the same thing about your community. Don't tune out. This is very, very disturbing. And this needs to motivate you to action. And we'll have an action plan in here. By the way, I want to say this. I do not endorse the Colorado Republican Party. You guys suck. You left Tina Peters on the hook. She's facing life in prison for trying to straighten out a crooked election. And you did nothing for her. So I don't endorse this party, although I'm using their story. If we can't have free and fair elections, Republican Party of Colorado, then you will never have a republic form of democracy. And you guys are to blame because you didn't step up. Now, step up and help her with her appeal. We have a great sponsor, and it's one that you're going to need, and it's one I wished you weren't going to need. My Patriot Supply. If you don't have a minimum of 3 months of storable food. And really, ideally, you'd have 2 years, ideally. But if you don't have a minimum of 3 months, you could be in trouble. I mean, you heard yesterday, I'm going to be interviewing Sheriff Mack here over the weekend, and we're going to air this interview on Tuesday. And Sheriff Mack has the same intel I have as many of my other colleagues. Kamala's numbers don't go up. We're going to have a big October surprise, and it's going to be grid down, attack on the water supply. Are you ready? Are you ready? Most of you aren't. Well, the good news is that My Patriot Supply is offering $300 off the 3 month supply. They've never done that. The percentage of discount is off the charts. I don't know how they're making money on this. In fact, I would bet that they're not. But they're bringing it to you because they recognize the gravity of the time that we're in and the danger that's approaching. So what do you got to do? Well, first of all, know what you're getting. You're getting 34 different varieties and mixtures of food. You'll never get bored eating the same thing. You're going to get food that tastes great. You're going to get food that stores anywhere under any conditions, food that you can easily pack away and take with you in case you have to bug out. I mean, it's multi-purpose, people, but I'm also recommending you find a way to conceal it, hide it, storage locker, bury it in containers. Listen, I'm telling you right now, I did that thing on FEMA and food and Executive Order 13603. They can come take it from you. So you need to keep some of your supplies, your gold, your guns, your ammo. Some of it needs to be kept concealed. Absolutely. Fake walls may or may not fool FEMA. It's not a bad try. But I would basically go to pure, I gotta bury it, know where I bury it. Okay, and it's not detectable by what? By metal detectors. The containers won't be detectable. Anyway, what else do you get? Well, you get shelf life of 25 years. You don't need to specially prepare anything. It comes ready to eat. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks. Go to preparewithdave.com. That's preparewithdave.com. Well, I'm going to pull up here this document here sent out by the GOP. It's public dissemination. I edited parts of it because I'm not going to endorse individual Republicans in Colorado until you step up and support Tina Peters. You guys flat suck in your leadership, but you're just a little bit better than the Democrats. A lot of uniparty stuff going on in Colorado. But what they're saying here, the message overrides my disdain for the Republican Party in Colorado because this is critical. Lives are at stake, and it's in your city too. So whatever your city is, substitute it for Aurora, Colorado, because it's coming here, and I'll tell you where it's coming here. Well, I'll tell you right now, it's coming here at the Paradise Valley Mall that's been torn down, replaced by apartments. Guess what's in these apartments? Venezuelans. Chi-Com soldiers, and I've had lots of people tell me about it. I haven't had time to make the hour and a half drive to get there and to stake it out. I will at some point in time. But ladies and gentlemen, this is happening everywhere. Here we go. Breaking news from Aurora. Venezuelan gangs have taken over the edge at Lowry. First of all, this subtitle here is deceptive. It's wrong because it's not just the edge. I'll talk about that location in a minute. They're also getting busted in places like the Aurora Mall, but the Aurora police are under orders to let them go. Yeah, the Aurora Mall, where the Batman shooting took place, which is exactly a little over a mile from where I grew up. Colorado is violently attacked in Denver and Aurora. The edge is on the edge. They mentioned Lowry. It's the old Lowry Air Force Base facility. Talk about memories where I learned how to bowl, play baseball, play basketball, swim, military base. My dad did some consulting there after we retired, which is why we moved to Aurora. Listen, this is affecting both East Denver and West Aurora, but it's permeating throughout Aurora. It's permeating throughout Aurora. Drive-by shootings, breaking and entering. Okay, let's go through this. Colorado is under violent attack, and the legacy media is working hard to cover up the illegal immigrant crisis. The Venezuelan gangs have taken over Aurora. Residents are living. Look at this. This is your community now, folks. If it's not happened yet, it's going to happen right here. Residents are living in fear as lawlessness and violence rocks. There you go. You got it. You see it right there. The gang, the Tren de Aragua, or TDA, transnational gang based out of Venezuela, is terrorizing Aurora residents. The gang, which boasts 5,000 members, has a motto, real until death. Law enforcement is allowing TDA to do whatever they want. That's true. Congressional, our councilwoman and congressional candidate, helping residents explore the truth. See, they couldn't get out of this without trying to promote someone for election. Okay, stick to the problem. Okay, but I'll give credit right here where credit is due. This person here is standing up. Danielle Jarinski, an Aurora councilwoman, has sounded the alarm. And she said, for most of the summer, while the media has called Jarinski's claims lies and exaggerations, not wanting to admit the devastating violent consequences of Kamala Harris's open borders, Governor Polis, who's a POS, and the Colorado Dems accused Jarinski of playing politics. But Jarinski, along with fellow conservatives in Colorado, have shown enough evidence to encourage others to come forward about the atrocities in Aurora. Conservatives and liberals from the Denver metro area are speaking out about what they call a very scary, scary situation. Hey, look, let's be honest. Denver's being turned into Chicago. They show some videos here we'll skip over. I don't do GOP promotions for Colorado. A devastated mother and told social media today that she cannot go to the playground anymore. She and other mothers have to take their children to play in groups and usually armed in order to feel safe. Another woman told Twitter last night that she and her wife can no longer walk around in Denver. Okay. If they call the police, they won't show up. Denver's overrun by illegals. Everywhere you look, it's all you can see. This has been going on in the Denver downtown area, in Auraria and so forth, in that area, if you know Denver. This has been going on for a few years, but now it's spread to the suburbs. Former ICE director and candidate John Fabricatore has been helping to expose the situation with Aurora Councilwoman Debbie Jarinski. Okay, so let's go down here. The problem has even spread to Boulder. Residents suffer while those who are supposed to help them lie and defame the people bringing the problem out in the open. The situation in Aurora is dire. Denver and Aurora are not filthy and violent. Well, historically, that's true. Historically, TDA is not a few high school gangsters. The gang is violent and will continue to grow in size and power. And the media and the Democrats in Colorado could care less. Okay, look at this. The illegals are so brazen, they're selling food out of apartment windows after violently removing senior citizens from their homes. So they're going up to senior citizens, they're extricating them. And then they're taking their food and they're selling it. Did you hear what I just said? This is going on in Aurora. And when the senior citizens complain to the Colorado state government, they're doing nothing. Nothing. Now, here's what's interesting. Aurora Mayor Mike Kaufman said he believes someone placed the gangs in Aurora. Of course they did. This is problem, reaction, solution. Let's turn our cities into such shitholes that the people will beg for policing. And I'll tell you where my mind goes. My mind goes into the first month of Donald Trump's presidency in 2017, and Cook County Board of Commissioners passed a resolution asking for the UN to come and police the streets of Chicago. This is the beginning of the international police force to take away American sovereignty. Trump stepped in and says, you will not do this. You may call out your National Guard. You may not call out UN. This is what Denver's going to do. I can tell you right now, I've seen this pattern before, and it's going to happen. Now, look at how they respond to these reports. According to police intelligence, this purported invasion is largely a feature of Danielle Jarinski's imagination. Well, what about the mayor of Aurora? What's he saying? So those are two Aurora elected officials telling you what's going on. This is, folks, I got to tell you, this is just beyond violence here. Elderly Coloradans lose their homes to violent gangs while Democrats eat sandwiches and party at the DNC. This is just absolutely amazing. Now, I agree with the take action part. Encourage your city and county to become a non-sanctuary locality. You need to go to your city council meetings, your board of commissioners meetings, and say exactly that. Although you might want to be careful to surprise Arizona, because if you say something to disagree with, they'll interrupt you illegally in open comment, and they'll have you hauled out violently from a public meeting like they did in Surprise, Arizona. You see illegal immigrants in your town, attend your city council meetings, tell your elected officials you want something done. Okay. This is just amazing, isn't it? I mean, I am in absolute shock because this is close to me personally, but it's going on at the Paradise Valley Mall area in Paradise Valley, Arizona. It's going on in your town. It's going on in Tucson, about 2 miles from the U of A campus, University of Arizona campus. This is happening everywhere, people. You're being invaded. You are in a war zone. Can you imagine? If I would have just come out with this and said, hey, senior citizens in Colorado are being thrown out of their homes by Venezuelan gangs, stealing their food and selling it. That's not the only crime, by the way, but no one would have believed me. This is from the GOP, this official document from the GOP in Colorado. And they're a uniparty for the most part, and they're afraid. This is why this kind of fear is what led Tulsi, Elon, and Bobby to join Donald Trump. Ladies and gentlemen, wake the hell up and get to work. Your lives are at stake. That's it for the Common Sense Show. We'll see you back here next time. We're getting this out very, very, very early in the morning because I wanted to advertise a show that can't be stopped now. And I was afraid it would be stopped, but it won't be. We're interviewing Julie Auk later this morning. And Julie is a big cattle rancher. I mean, just incredible operation, incredibly ethical, self-made family. And she's also a state representative in the South Dakota legislature. And Julie is going to come on and talk about something called the UCC. It's another way they're going to get you off your property. It's huge, people. It's huge. It'll affect a lot of you. If you own your home outright, you're okay. If you don't own your home outright, man, you're going to want to see what Julie has to say. But we also have something else that I wanted to bring out and expose part of my interview with Julie, and it happens to be this. The various federal agencies have purposely expanded floodline definitions. If you're in a floodplain, you have to have flood insurance. And a lot of people think, well, I'm inland. I'm not really downstream from anybody, downhill from a lake. It's okay. They've expanded the zones, and a lot of it's because of phony baloney Army Corps of Engineers studies. And now the federal floodplain people that issue insurance have expanded who is demanded to have floodplain insurance, previously didn't have to. And also for those that have it, the expanse is, well, you're going to find out. We're going to tell you all about it. My name is Dave Hodges. I'm the host of the Common Sense Show, or the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. We are brought to you by this great product right here, the Nanosoma spray. And I have to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I probably would not be here behind the microphone if it, well, Kamala Harris probably wishes I wouldn't have had Nanosoma, but I walked away from something devastating because of this spray. I was taking steroids and I was taking antibiotics and, you know, the pneumonia went away, but the RSV, strep lung linings, I wasn't getting better. And this fixed me, and it can fix you because it's generalized in its effects. Because it strengthens the immune system. Doesn't attack a particular virus, doesn't attack a particular this, doesn't cure anything. It just takes your immune system and elevates it. It's great for maintenance, five sprays once a day. It's great for whatever's going on with you. I'll tell you right now, you got something going on, you should be doing this. Go to I want myhealthback.com. And I tell you, it almost moves me to tears. I want myhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. I got my health back because of this. I want myhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. And by the way, a little bit of vanity. They got the gel, skin cream, taking years off your appearance. It's fantastic. I want myhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. Okay, let's talk about the floodplain. The UCC will come up with here in a few hours, and I'll tell you, it's probably going to be the worst thing you've ever heard of. Although some of the things coming in with more climate change crap and going net zero on your buildings, that's going to be pretty bad too. But let's focus on this. Floodplains expanded. More people got to buy insurance. Rates are dramatically increasing on September 30th. You know what? Yeah, the rates are dramatically increasing on September 30th. Why? Well, because they want you out of your home. People now are going to have their flood rates, their insurance rates for existing homes and in floodplains, it's going to explode in cost. CNBC has been covering this, MSNBC has been covering this, and they're making it seem like it's inevitable. And the government's paralyzed, and they can't do anything to help you, when in fact they really can. They don't want to. BlackRock won't be happy until they own every single home in America. So here's what happens. The average American moves every 5 years. Well, first of all, you're not going to be able to resell your home if someone can't afford to come in and get insurance. So all that equity someone's got in their home, gone, destroyed, dead, worthless. You know, you get your Zillow report. Well, your home values. Oh, look at this, honey. Oh, we're sitting on a gold mine. And then, by the way, too, with Kamala Harris coming in, there's a double whammy. She wants to hit you with a 25% charge on your appreciated value of your home, which is total BS, because when your home appreciates in value, you pay more property tax. It's a penalty for home appreciation, and Kamala Harris is doubling down on our misery. And then we have this on top of it. Now you're saying, well, Dave, it's probably only a few thousand homes. Well, not exactly. Not exactly. Would you try 5 million homes are affected according to the mainstream media? So the average American, when they move every 5 years, a lot of it job move, how are they going to do it? So what they're going to do is they're going to walk away, go rent an apartment. Their home will go into receivership, go back to the bank, and guess who will be there waiting with their hand out? BlackRock, State Street, Vanguard. This is where the U.S. government and this administration has partnered with these conniving thieves from the banks and from the asset managers to steal homes over time. Just one more way, they're going to get you out of your home. You should be livid. You should be furious. Now, Congress could step in and put a price control. Oh, Kamala could do wage and price controls. But Congress won't step in and stop this when they could, because this is federally mandated. September 30th is the deadline. September 30th. This is the morning of August 27th. You have exactly 33 days. It's amazing. You are the enemy of this administration, and I cannot believe you don't see it. Do you know Democrats that live in floodplains? Would you send this to them, please? Would you? And then have them do search engine, floodplain insurance, and CNBC, MSNBC. Okay? This is such an easy thing to prove. It just occurred to me that your Democratic friends won't believe that their party could do this to them. And this is only a partial story. This is really on the low end of the problem. In Texas and Florida, nearly 90% of flood insurance policyholders set to see premiums rise due to FEMA overhaul. Okay. Now, you think that the Democratic Party is the friends of the non-white? The majority Hispanic neighborhoods are seeing the highest share of policyholders experiencing price hikes followed by majority white neighborhoods. So it goes brown, white, and black in the frequency. Well, Hispanics are walking away from the Democrats by droves because that's the fastest growing demographic of entrepreneurship. Congratulations, that's great backbone of America stuff. And they don't want anything to do with communism. And if any of the rest of Hispanics need evidence to show you that the Democratic Party does not represent them, right here, you show them this statistic right here. But this is absolutely incredible. In the floodplain insurance programs, they're saying 81% of FEMA policyholders are set to see costs increase as a result of the agency's insurance overhaul, expanding floodplains and raising the rates. There are people that weren't even affected before now that aren't going to be able to sell their homes. They got 33 days to get their act in line. I could show you more, but I think that's enough. You can do your own search engines. Hey, look, I'm sorry to bring you this bad news. I truly, truly am. I feel horrible for these people, but it's just one more plot to get people out of their homes. Check us out at thecommonsenseshow.tv. Why? Because we solve problems for existing situations and we give people solutions. And I'll tell you right now, I don't have a solution for this floodplain problem. I've got to dwell on this, pray on it, and I'll come up with something. But initially, my feeling is collective action by the citizens, because I think they need to be saying, okay, you people want to do this? We're going to rise up as one. And we ain't paying our taxes. Do you hear that, Congress? We ain't paying our taxes because you're screwing us. Pretty simple. There's my answer right there. There'll be more. We'll have more, and we'll follow up on this 33 days and counting. Tick tock, tick tock. Go to thecommonsenseshow.tv for the best in independent programming. Well, we're going to get to talk about something that I don't think we talk enough about, and that's the idea of prophecies. And, coming from a background where I taught statin research, among other things, I consider myself to be a man of logic and science. But also, too, I will tell you this, the overwhelming anecdotal evidence from the Bible, the rise of Israel, 1948, against all odds, but in line with biblical prophecy. All the other things that have been said are going to happen. The mark of the beast. We were thinking, well, how would that be possible? I thought that for years, CBDC and the whole nine yards with that. So prophecy is real. It's real. Jesus prophesied his death, prophesied his resurrection, visited 40 people or more after the resurrection. And we have accounts of it individually, separate, and geographically apart. Prophecy is real. Well, I want to talk to you about something that Kim Clement recently talked about, and hats off to her for great show and having a father that was so in line with the Word of God and accurately so. But also, we're going to talk about the physics involved. Oh, yeah, you knew I'd have to bring the science or research into it. But I think it's really interesting, and I think you'll really appreciate the approach that I'm going to take here. Hey, we're the show, as you know, that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time, but we can't do it alone. So please share our work far and wide. And I believe we should gather around two things right now. One of them politically is Donald Trump. Number two, and most importantly, rally around the Word of God. And if we were to do those two things in conjunction with each other, I think we'd see God coming closer to Christianity. Excuse me. Okay, we're going to start over here. Trump coming closer to Christianity. He doesn't talk about Jesus. I'm voting for the person that comes closest to giving me the America that I think we need. And that is Donald Trump. Kamala Harris will destroy what we have left. Make no mistake about it. So we have that situation, and we also have a situation to where if people rallied in the name of God and we showed repentance and revival, we'd be Nineveh, not Babylon, and God would bestow his blessings upon us. Oh, and by the way, let me mention this, and I'm going to say this a lot. Folks, we have too many phonies in the alternative media. And I don't necessarily want to get into a public pissing match over this. I really don't, because I think it distracts people. It'll confuse new people coming into the movement. But we need to really be careful who we listen to. There are people out there that will give you accurate fact after accurate fact after accurate fact and leave you hanging like there's nothing you can do. That's called induced learned helplessness. It's something I know a lot about. I taught psychology for 4 decades. I've been a therapist. I've written courses in all areas of psychology. So when I tell you that learned helplessness is being induced by implants into the alternative media, because they never, and I don't do it every time. You can't. There's not an answer to everything at the immediate moment except to pray to God. But there's people that never give you a solution. Never. And then they fall back on, well, I don't like Trump and I don't like this guy and I don't like that guy and RFK is full of crap. And okay, fine. Then you're taking all hope away from the people. That's what the other side wants. That's called classic PSYOP disinfo, straight out of the CIA MK Ultra programs. And that's how much of America is being programmed. Do not fall for it. And I'm going to talk about this a lot because I know all of you can't catch every production that I do. And I need to make sure everyone has a chance to hear this. And because I think part of the great deception the Bible talks about is exactly what's going on with fake implanted members in the alternative media representing the globalists who want to destroy America. That's what I believe is going on. And do you think I'm alone in this? Oh no, Sarah Westall and I recently had a discussion about this on air. And many people feel the same way I do. And for a long time, we agreed, well, let's not speak out because it'll confuse people and hopefully they'll develop some discernment. And we see people being fooled by this crap. And I see people throwing up their hands, including people who are very close to me, people that I've worked with in this field. They've given up. They've totally given up. And we can't have that. We are in the midst of a war of which America, the fate of us, the physical fate, the spiritual fate, the fate of our children, it's being determined right now. How would you feel if I told you? How would you feel if I told you that right now, today, the fate of your children's spirit, their soul, their eternal destiny, heaven or hell, is being determined by the propaganda artists in the New World Order? It is. They're not ever promoting values of Christianity, are they? Of course not. But there's a lot of Satanism to go around. We're actually going to cover that in a separate piece today, a separate presentation. Now, we do have a sponsor, and I do want you to pay close attention. Brzezinski and Kissinger have both said the same thing. If you control oil, you control nations. It, by the way, Biden's done that, hasn't he, right? He's gotten rid of energy, gotten rid of oil, got rid of the Keystone Pipeline, and he controls the nation because we're a nation in severe decline. I just love Harris's approach, don't you? But don't watch what we've done the last 4 years. I promise I'll be better. Yeah. Do you have your storable food? Control food. This is what Brzezinski and Kissinger said. You control the people. Oil controls nations, food controls people. You have a choice. You can be independent of this tyranny. And also, too, you may increase your chances for survival when all hell breaks loose. And all hell is going to break loose. Do you really think that these people sitting in the White House are going to leave without being forced? What's that going to do to the nation's economy? What's it going to do to the supply chain? You don't think the foreigners and the terrorists that are already here aren't going to take advantage of this? Food will be in short supply. And it's already under attack. You got Bill Gates' vertical farming, right? You got the World Economic Forum and their dietary demands and the elimination of meat and dairy, of which 100 plus cities, I want to say it's 190. I'm not sure if that's the exact amount. It used to be 40, then it was 99, and now I think it's pushing 190. See 40 cities that say no meat, no dairy. It's purpose of bird flu. to wipe out the meat and dairy supply. I mean, millions of chickens destroyed here, millions there, cows destroyed here, cows destroyed there. That was the purpose of the bird flu. I told you this was not for us. This is not the lockdown for America. The bird flu will not be it. It's just to get us to accept the fact that they're going to destroy our meat and dairy supply. You need storable food. Food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, tools. And then, of course, the Bible and the Constitution for the rebuild. These people are going to leave office. They're going to fight. And I will tell you this, knowing human nature, they kill Trump or they steal another election, the American people aren't going to submit. Not this time. I can see it. I can see it coming. Does it mean I'm advocating for insurrection? No, it doesn't mean that at all. What it means is I know human nature. You think J6 was bad and it was inappropriate. Not the speech that Trump made. He was fine in what he did. Obey the authorities. Go forth peacefully and let your feelings be known. Nothing wrong with that. But the actions of trespassing were wrong. And some people even carried it beyond that with vandalism. That was wrong. They deserved a slap on the wrist. They deserve maybe 30 days in jail at the most. Not the torturous conditions where people were denied everything from their cancer medication to proper clothing, 45-degree temperatures in the cells, torturous treatment by the guards. It was a hellhole. It still is. People not brought to trial for over 3 years. So much for a speedy trial under the Constitution, right? And where was the Supreme Court in this? With their heads up, their proverbial liberal asses. That's where they were. I have no respect for the Supreme Court. There's three justices that are doing their job, and that are six that are total betrayers of the Constitution, the United States of America, and they've joined the woke. And that includes Chief Justice Roberts, who's been, shall we say, compromised for a long time because of past behaviors, probably present behaviors too. I believe that his interests contributed to the death of Antonin Scalia, former Supreme Court justice, who no question was murdered. Well, Dave's not pulling any punches today, is he? All right, your first line of defense is your food. Restaurant quality, 25-year shelf life, tastes great, 34 different varieties, breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks for the kids. You won't get sick of eating the same thing, and easy to transport if you have to bug out. Go to preparewithdave.com, preparewithdave.com. And this particular ad, which I really believe in, My Patriot Supply, they're the best company in the world for storable food, best prices. And I forgot to mention this, $300 off, $300 off the 3 month supply. That percentage of increase, they got to be going broke doing that. Ladies and gentlemen, don't mess around with this. Preparewithdave.com. And it's interesting how the commercial blends in with the story. This is the story. We are in deep, deep, deep trouble. But there are silver linings. And you say, well, what do you mean by that? Well, if we look in the Word of God with prophecies, we know they come true, like I said in the intro. We know they come true. What does it mean for today? Well, back in 2009, Kim Clement's father made some interesting observations, did he not? This is Kim. Let's listen in on what she has to say about prophecies.
What I do without Lou. Thank you, thank you. Okay, there we go. Okay, so let's have a look here. So this is the post that I posted the other night. I'm gonna let you guys look at it. We've got 252,000 views of this right now, and I don't get views like that on my X page. I don't have nearly that many followers. So the impact of this word was huge because, again, undeniable. So let's watch it again. I know you guys have seen it, but let's watch it again. Let me pull it up here.
What has happened to the Kennedys since the Spirit of God was spoken of? Now I will join hands between Democrats and Republicans that do an unusual thing, says the Spirit of God. Come on!
on the aside. Now with the
It's amazing. This was said in 2009, people. 2009. I am just flabbergasted by what we see with these prophecies. But I guess I shouldn't be surprised. And I'll tell you why. Time is not a straight current forwards. And people say you can't go backwards. I say, au contraire, mon frère. One of my hobbies, and I haven't talked about this in probably over a year, maybe a year and a half, that quantum physics is a hobby of mine and has been for about 35 years. And I used to read everything I could get my hands on. Now I'm too busy to do that because of what I'm doing here. But I used to. I remember when I was a college basketball coach before I got into this business, and we travel on the road. I would often read books about quantum physics. I'd watch everything I could watch. I devoured it. And simply because I was fascinated by a lot of Einstein's theories and other possibilities as well. Here's what we know about time from quantum physics research. Time is in the fifth dimension, and if you were there, everything would happen at once and in one place because time and space becomes irrelevant in the fifth dimension. And people who can mentally traverse on a frequency basis from our three-dimensional reality to a fifth-dimensional reality can actually access that information. That's the sudden insight that you have. I believe it's a protective mechanism from God. Why did you dodge left rather than veer right and you missed that shell going off? The soldier was asked. No, just a feeling. Just a feeling. And we have research too where people lined up in a straight line and they have numbers on their back, 1 through 10. And then they'll have a group of people and they're told to stare intently at one of the numbers. So say they stare at number 5. And then afterwards, they question the people who were being stared at, who were facing forward, and way above the laws of probability and chance, they get it right on who was the most stared at. This is absolutely amazing when you start looking at this stuff, and prophecies fit into this. It is a universal model based on frequencies with dimensions stockpiled on top of each other. Michio Kaku, who I think is probably the preeminent scientific spokesperson of our time, has said there are 26 different dimensions. And in his books, he has painstakingly gone through and talked about each one of these dimensions and their qualities and characters. I don't have to go beyond the fifth dimension for this particular talk. And what we know is that insight beyond the five senses is real. And you can prove it beyond a shadow of a doubt. Now, it seems to be some of us have more of it than others, but I think you'll find this interesting. 1.8% of us can go beyond the laws of chance on a routine and regular basis. So, whether it's guessing cards, so you have a deck of cards, 52 cards, right? You shuffle them up. And by the way, you have 1.8% chance of being right. Okay, three of spades. Ah, that's pretty good. You got that. Reshuffle the deck so it's randomized again, right? So they come out. There are people where you should only be able to get one to two. 1.8 is the average. But just a little less than 2% of our population is significantly above the norm by a factor of two or more. Some people are factors of 10 or more. That's amazing. Yes, it is amazing. And it seems to be an inner protective base, I believe, that the Lord instilled in some of us to sense danger before it happens, like you were being watched. All of a sudden, I feel danger in this environment. I can sense it. And by the way, more women than men. And the phrase women's intuition, that's scientifically based when you get to the research. So let's take a look at what you just heard from that pastor 15 years ago. 15 years ago, Democrats and Republicans are going to join together. And what are they joining together against? Let's see. The poisoning of our food so big pharma can make money. Oh, globalist interest, unlimited, unending wars, big military industrial complex. Am I right? We keep going on. Cutting kids' genitals off. The horror of that. The Bible is so clear. I did a Hear the Watchman presentation last Thursday, and it was one of the scriptures that I quoted. And I said, our government is satanic Bolshevik communist. Bolshevik communism is omnipresent. All I have to say is wage and price controls, the discussion stops there. But what about the satanic? What about giving beta blockers to 9-year-olds? What about cutting their genitals off and avoiding telling their parents if you can get away with it at 12? Would you say that's evil? Satanic. And this is where the millstone argument comes in. Better to tie a millstone around your neck than harm a little one. And this is a direct warning from Jesus. So, yeah, we're satanic Bolshevik communists, and we need these early warning systems to tell us. Now, some people say, Dave, I think it comes from the Holy Spirit. I think you're right. So, Dave, stop your scientific mumbo jumbo. Oh, I say, oh, hold on here. Hold on. Who invented the laws of the universe? The first day, the second day, the third, fourth, fifth, sixth, and the seventh day, God rested, and he said, this is good. This is good. Who do you think put those laws into motion? The Lord. Who used those laws? Jesus, the disciples, and others. And it's really available to all of us because didn't the Lord say in the presence of, quote, miracles, right, that this I do and you can do more? This is a natural part of the human experience. We don't teach this to kids. Because the evil satanic ones, the ones that are trying the Tower of Babel crowd, as I like to call them, they want to bring together one world government under Satan, CBDC, Mark of the Beast. They don't want you to know what your power is. Why do you think they don't teach you about money and about love and the government-run schools? You ever wondered that? Wouldn't money be something you would teach people at a young age? No. No, because stupid people grow up. And they spend more money than they've got, and they stay indebted to who? The globalist banks. I could go on forever with this, but you get the idea and you get what I'm saying. The prophecy that you just saw, to come back to the central theme, said Democrats and Republicans will come together. All I got to say is Elon, globalist, I don't think anymore, Tulsi, Robert, Trump. And there's going to be more. They're afraid of these evil ones. They have seen the other side from a close-up perspective that most of us don't have the privilege to see or the dishonor to see. And this was forecast, prophesied 15 years ago. This is amazing, but it's not unique. If you're a Christian, listen to the voice within you. That's the Holy Spirit telling you. Warning you, trying to protect you. The book of Matthew says, if you walk in my word, I will protect you. Book of Matthew is filled with those promises from the Lord, and the Holy Spirit is the enabler here. We can win this, but we have to repent, have revival, and put these tools to use. Mass prayer works. And I'm going to give you one example. I've talked about this before, but now it's in a really modern context. People not prayed for, control group, that have the same condition, same life expectancy in one city. Okay, so that's city number one, control group. City number two, people prayed for that have the same conditions and same life expectancy as city number one. Group two, the experimental group that's prayed for over their first name and last initial and their condition only, had over double the survival rate, both in terms of life expectancy and remission, than did group number one. That's only one study. There's been 17 prayer studies by my count that show this. And have they reached a complete level of significance? No, it's probably around 0.1112, and that's almost there. 0.10 is usually the minimum we accept. 0.05, which says that you have less than a 5% chance of these results being due to luck. We're getting pretty close. But see, universities controlled by these same entities, right? Can we say that universities are espousing Christian values to our kids? No. No, very few are. Even some of the Christian universities don't. They're never going to fund these studies. And these studies take money. But the studies we have show a clear direction trend of what I'm talking about. We can take these prophecies, but there's another prophecy out there too. And I've told this, and it comes from me, and I could be wrong. Time runs in parallel and multiple parallel tributaries. There's not a river of time that is sequential. There are competing aspects in time. Now, what happens when one aspect is fulfilled and the other is rejected? Well, one theory says that creates the possibility that this is real in an alternative universe. I don't see any evidence for that at all. I've never accepted that theory. But what I can tell you is we have one set of prophecies saying these people are coming together for good and we will overcome. But first, I got to tell you better have God on your side or this is not going to happen. On the other side, I've had a reoccurring vision in my neighborhood with one of my good friend neighbors who, hello, my friend, you know who I'm talking about. I won't say his name, but he's undoubtedly watching this. I've told him, you and I are hunkered down, and a Chinese tank is coming down the road. We see them fire a shell into a house. And then the little minions, the little commies run in, and you hear gunshots, and you see them carrying stuff out, and they go to the next house and do the same thing. And I live in what they call rural residential, acre and a half, 2 acre home. So we're really spread out. So you got some room. This is about seven, eight houses down from us, but they're working their way towards us. My friends want to fight. And I'm saying, okay, you've got an M16 and you want to fight. You got an AR-15 and you want to fight against a tank and against people that are carrying automatic weapons? I don't think so. We need to run away to fight another day. But our communities in this vision are being devastated by the CHICOMs that run our nation and have become militarized by the UN. Under the auspices of the Harris, I would say first, I first said the Biden administration, now it'd be Harris. This is another predictive future. I've had this vision for a long time. A long time. And it started in 2017 when I got a copy of the Wei Fang letter to the Central Planning Committee, transcript of his speech, I should say, in which he said, we're going to occupy America for its resources. We can't support our people. We're going to send at least 100 million colonists there, and we're not going to cohabitate. We're going to take Americans out with race-specific bioweapons developed in conjunction with the Israelis. Don't ask me to explain the last part. That's just what's in this particular communication. And that's when I started to have these visions. This is real. Which reality will we face? Why would the Chinese be coming down the road in one sense? And yet we have this great revival led by a coalition of leaders from different backgrounds to fight off the negative interests overwhelming our country. Which one is true? It's up to us which one is true. If we continue to do nothing and another election is stolen and these repressive Kamala Harris's policies are put into place, and America goes from becoming poor to absolute poverty for a lot of the people. There is going to be a rising up. There is going to be a violent confrontation. And I just told you in my vision what the end result will be. We have a real clear choice between two prophecies now. The prophecy of the coalition that's Christian backed that will take this country over again. And a counter coup against these satanic Bolshevik communists, or the total submission and extermination and consolidation of centralized power by the other side. It's up to us. We have a choice.